Good morning, Manuel Villoria here with Internet Tips, Tagalog Lessons, and Weird Stories from the Philippines. Okay, so we're just trying out podcasting, maybe. For this initial broadcast of Villoria.com, we'll tackle a few basic Tagalog lessons, and we'll include also a story about the monkey and the crocodile. For the first basic Tagalog lesson, I'll teach you how to say how are you in Tagalog, and it's as simple as kamusta. Kamusta, how are you? And the typical answer is mabuti. I'm fine. Mabuti. And if you ask the other person also how they are, you say ikaw. Ikaw is the same as saying how about you. And typically they will answer mabuti din. I'm fine too. Mabuti din. Now, if the person you're speaking with is a good friend of yours, and if that person is a woman, if she says mabuti din, you can always return with mabuti. Well, mabuti is a play on words. No? It's a play between mabuti, which is fine, and mabuti. Beauty meaning the word, the English word beauty. And sometimes I get a kick out of that. So you can try it. Kamusta? Mabuti? Ikaw? Mabuti din? Mabuti. And that's it for the first basic Tagalog lesson. Now going to the story of the crocodile and the monkey, it's a typical story told by our grandparents when we were kids. They would, you know, keep us from getting bored by talking about these Philippine folk tales. Now there are many versions, but for this one, There was a married couple of crocodiles, Mr. and Mrs. Crocodile. And the wife, the female crocodile, was feeling sick, and she told her husband, please go fetch me some liver of a monkey. I'd like to eat the liver of a monkey. So the husband, crocodile, goes out, sees a monkey on top of a banana tree, and tells the monkey, hey, Mr. Monkey, I know where we can get lots of other bananas, simply come with me. So the monkey decides to go with the crocodile, and the monkey hops on the back of the crocodile, and they cross the river. In the middle of the river, the crocodile suddenly reveals to the monkey that it was just a lie about all of the bananas, and that he was there to bring the monkey to his wife because the wife wanted to eat his liver. Thinking quickly, the monkey tells the crocodile, oh, you want my liver? I'm sorry, but I left it on my banana tree. So the crocodile brings the monkey back to the banana tree, and as soon as the monkey climbs up to the top of the banana tree, the monkey tells the crocodile, sorry, I just fooled you. How can I live without my liver? Of course, it's in me. But the crocodile feels so bad, so he just leaves the monkey, but he watches from a distance. After a while, the monkey climbs down a tree and wanders near the river. The crocodile lunges and bites the monkey's leg. At this point, the monkey shouts out, please, please let go of my cane. Please let go of my cane. So the poor crocodile, thinking it was just a cane and not the leg of the monkey, lets go. And then the monkey laughs at the crocodile again. Now, this is typical of most Philippine folk tales regarding the monkey and the crocodile, or a monkey and another animal. It's an example of how certain animals outwit the other animals. If you like that story, I'll add some more Philippine folktales in the future. Well, that's it for now. Join us again next time here at Villoria.com. Thanks for listening.